I want you to want me.
Hello, hello, this is Robin Zander. I want you to listen to Randy Harris. That's right, he's my friend.
He's such a cool guy.
He is a local guy.
He is a local guy.
Living right up the road.
Right around the
corner.
I
haven't seen him pop in here yet. We got to get him down here.
Haven't talked to him in a little bit. Yeah. You know, I think you young and say in a minute. Haven't talked to him in a minute. But he is such a cool guy. I've enjoyed hanging out. We've gone to a couple of concerts.
Yeah. I'm ready to go.
He's probably one of the very few that you kind of, at least me, you know, I've had the opportunity to interview a ton of people, getting ready to interview another big-time celebrity here in a second.
Huge.
You know, you don't really think about it. You know, it's like, but when I got to know Robin Zander, and you go back and it's weird, and I know he doesn't like when I say this, but it's like I grew up listening to him, right?
Yeah.
And now it's a guy that I can call anytime, and hey, what are you doing? Hey, blah, 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 blah. But yeah.
So is that like, do bands have like identities, like where they come from? Like did Cheap Trick form here? Is that where he's from, or did he live here after?
Yeah, he lived after. I believe they're from probably one of the music capitals. You know, you don't think about it, but Chicago.
Oh.
You know, a lot of good music comes out of
Bon Jovi.
Well, other than Bon Jovi, what's come out of New Jersey? The brothers, what are their names? The Jonas Brothers.
They're pretty big. Yeah.
For whatever that's worth.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is true, and we'll get to you in 1 second, Ryan, because I'm not going to spend the time to watch it. But have you seen or heard of that show Kingdom?
No.
Kingdom is like an MMA show.
Oh, I heard about it. Yeah, I did hear about that. I did.
I got a phone call the other day, and I don't believe it.
Okay.
And I'm not going to spend my time to watch it, but that my name was mentioned in it.
Really?
Yeah, I really don't believe it. But on the same line, the guy who told me would never give me props for anything. Kind of like me giving you a prop. It doesn't really happen.
No, it happened the other day.
I know it did.
I saved it.
I know. I told you to.
I have an archive.
Because you won't see it again. But he called me. He goes, have you ever watched Kingdom? I go, no. And he goes, yeah, they just mention your name.
Wow.
That, you know, it's all MMA related. And I guess it was a female athlete. And they were talking. And she said something about she just took a nap, or she just got up from a nap or something, that she had to go do Randy Harris's radio show.
That's awesome.
Now, I don't know if that's really true, but that's what he said.
Did I get credit for becoming the co-host? It was like Randy and Matt.
Well, first of all, you're not the co-host.
Oh, Randy and the Naked Pizza Man.
Well, that'll never be said. But
well, then I will never watch Kingdom.
Stop saying you're the co-host, because on your Instagram and on your Twitter,
I'm the co-host.
Right, so stick with that.
There's always a buffer in between you and me.
Absolutely, and there always will be.
And right now, he is Ryan Beck of Ryan Beck Fitness, fresh off the Appalachian Trail.
How are you gentlemen doing? Yeah, I just got home 3 days ago. Yeah,
I look it with the big
mountain beard. Okay, you can't you have to earn a beard like this.
Man, I lived in Colorado. Is that really a mountain?
Listen,
I mean, like the Appalachian Trail, isn't it more of a trail?
It is. I mean, technically, I hiked Mount Everest 54 times in the last 160 days, if you want to talk about elevation gain and change. So Colorado was nice, but I went up and down a lot.
Okay. All right.
First and foremost, please re-inform all of our listeners, our millions, and I mean millions of listeners, on what you did and, more importantly, why you did it.
Well, last year I made the commitment to hike the Appalachian Trail, and I did it in honor of my grandfather, who has Parkinson's. He had Parkinson's. So we together were part of a no-contact boxing program called Rock Steady, which was specifically designed for people with Parkinson's. So it's just a great program that really, you know, just inspired me to be more of a person and to take on more challenges. So again, last year I decided to hike the Appalachian Trail. I think probably the hardest part of that whole adventure was getting my wife to agree.
Sure.
But when she did, I started trying to spread the word about Parkinson's and really try to entangle it with my trip. I had invited several people with Parkinson's along the way to kind of meet me. And then COVID hit, so it kind of changed things a little bit, especially where, you know, you were wanted to be inside and nobody wanted you to, you know, to be out. So I just kept my head down and kept on hiking.
When you said that you had to talk your wife into it, it's kind of a 180, because Matt's wife begged him to go with you.
Yeah, she aired up my tires for me. Like, yeah, she couldn't get me out of there fast enough.
I offered to buy him a tent, but he wasn't having it.
So what was it like? you know, the first, you know, let's get by the first two or three days before all the blisters and everything came on. But, you know, now you're into week or day four, day five, week 19.
Well, the interesting thing is in the beginning, there were a lot more people than I expected. There was a lot of camaraderie. You kind of built these little groups and cliques, and you traveled with them. And it was almost kind of frat-like, like a college party almost. Okay. But then as COVID started to hit, people started getting off. You know, they had suggested that we not hike and that we go home and quarantine. So then it became a game of, you know, how many days I went without seeing anybody. So, I mean, there was a span where I went 5 days. I didn't see the footprint of another human being.
God, I'd love that.
Now, that might be.
That's the best part.
That's the best place to quarantine, right? I mean.
I totally agree. You know, so after discussing with my wife, we figured out, why am I going to travel, you know, through public transportation across the country when I was already out in the woods, probably the safest place I could be. I was being as responsible there as I would be home. So we decided to keep on pushing and make it happen.
Now, how much time did you stay connected to social media? Did you check in daily with your family? Did you check in with what's going on with COVID and the world shutting down? Because you left at the end of February, and COVID really shut down started mid-March. So you were already on the trail. Life was normal when you left. Like, how did you stay informed, and how often did you stay connected?
Well, the funny thing is being out there, I had the unique opportunity to stay less informed than most people. So normally when I would try to give people perspective, I would say, well, over the last 3 months, I've seen less than an hour of the news. You know, be like, wow, everybody's just glued to it. So I tried to stay connected, but it brought so much anxiety that it was just easier to not really pay attention to it. I would check in with my wife. She would give me the details I'd need, but not necessarily the fear.
Okay.
So I tried to stay away from the news, to be honest.
Did you just say that you've watched an hour of the news?
Yeah, in the first 3 months of COVID, less than an hour.
That's 59 minutes more than I've watched. Just saying.
We're on the path. We
just
got it.
You know, groundbreaking.
Yeah. No. So I guess my question, you know, is like, what's next for you? Like, you know, you're back. You've had this amazing journey.
The Amazon.
Well, of course, you got to hike, maybe a real mountain like Colorado.
Oh, here we go.
No. But what's next for you? I mean, like, did you get the journey? Did you get that itch out of your system? Because I know from my experience, I had that bucket list of like, all right, I'm going to ride a bicycle from Florida to New York City. Once I achieved that, I didn't really keep after. Like, I didn't really have anything after that to plan. You know, do you plan on doing something else? Do you plan on doing another adventure of sort?
Oh, definitely. I wanted this to be kind of setting the bar for myself. I never wanted to go below this kind of excitement and keep my family on their toes and the next great mountain, if you will, to climb. But right now, coming back, I want to try to build my business back up. I've got a personal training business in St. Petersburg. And I'd also like to take a stab at writing. I think I told my wife, I said, I think over the next 5 years, I'd like to try to make one of the best-selling author lists. You know, there's many of them, you know, and it doesn't have to be number one. But I think as long as I'm always challenging myself, I'll find something exciting.
And what's the one thing that, like, most people know the Appalachian Trail, they hear about it. What was it that caught you off guard? Was there anything that you saw and you had to go through? It was tougher than you thought. The weather was more extreme than you anticipated. Like, what would be like the biggest shock to the average person?
Oh, absolutely. Especially once you started getting into like the Northeast, the New Hampshire, the 4,000 footer type of area. You've at that point, you'd spent 1,800 miles and you kind of feel a little big for your britches.
Okay.
And then you hit these straight up, just rock, you know, type of climbs. And it really puts you in perspective of what you are capable of and how far you were able to go. And, you know, you're thinking to yourself, wow, 2 weeks ago I was going 25 miles a day and now I'm going 10. You know, and these stresses, they weighed on you, but I just...
There you go, Randy. That's the strategy. We got to start in Maine. And then we just kind of fall downhill, and then we end up.
And it was just roll in. What was there ever a time as you're walking through and you're low on food, and you saw maybe a lizard, or maybe a snake, and you're like, do I want to walk an extra 3 miles into town, or do I just get that lizard?
I will tell you, me and a friend of mine on the trail, we bought slingshots. And we were out to get some chipmunks. I never thought about eating it, but we were, you know, you find ways to entertain yourself. No lizards. I saw some crazy lizards, but never thought about eating them.
You can join our TV empire that we're building, Randy and I. You could take off the clothes and bring your slingshot. And you could do the Naked and Afraid while we sell auctioned items on the TV show.
I don't think anybody wants to see me naked or afraid.
I'm just trying to combine all the popular TV shows into one. Just one.
Well, if he stays looking like this, he can be our Daniel Boone.
Yeah, I could do the Alaska gold digging part of your show.
We got all the characters we need right here.
We are putting it together. So if you could please get us a food truck, and until you do, we're not going to worry about it.
I have all the equipment to build a restaurant right now.
Yeah, but you just need the food truck.
And it's on a trailer in the parking lot.
I understand that, but you need the food truck to put it all in.
We're ready.
Now you just need the truck part.
We're really close.
The uncle ship has texted back. Well, they did it right away, but I'm just not getting to it. I guess the boss is from New Jersey.
Oh.
You know, as we were saying.
Yeah, New Jersey, heavy hitters.
Somebody else was from there. Was Whitney from there?
I don't know.
I remember when somebody died, it was New Jersey that put the flag at half mast because of whoever it was. I'd be curious, you know.
Yeah. Where people came from, like what states, like what put them on the map.
Who has the most, state or city.
Because in the UFC, you know, like certain places like Albuquerque is put on the map by Jackson Wink, and, you know, they put on the Greg Jackson's. So, you know, certain fighters like Stipe put Cleveland on the map, you know, like
Cleveland wasn't on the map before Stipe.
He was the first champion before they won the basketball.
That is true.
The first real champion, world champion to come to Cleveland.
You're wrong.
The Indians won at one point.
You're wrong. As always, you're wrong.
Who won?
The Browns.
The Browns won something?
Yeah.
What year?
I love proving them wrong.
But I'm saying Stipe was like hailed as
now, if you would have stuck with Super Bowl, you said world championship. That's where you were wrong. That's where you were wrong.
But how can the Super Bowl be the world champs? How can they call them world champs when it's only a league that plays in the United States?
Well, same like football over in Europe, they call them world champs.
But shouldn't it be a global thing if you're going to, I mean.
All right, here's what I'm going to suggest.
You're not the best team if you don't beat everybody on the planet.
You go put a team together from all over the world to play the 2021 champions. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And I'm not even a big Buck guy. Everybody knows that.
I'm going to go get Kurt Warner out of the grocery store. And
you do that.
He'll be my starting quarterback.
He'll tweet me back again after I ripped him last time.
He did. Like, so he ripped Kurt Warner, and Kurt Warner
responded.
Nice.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
So you got to be careful who you rip on this
show.
That's
a shout out.
It was a Monday or a Thursday or whatever he was doing. And I don't know if he said it. I think that there was a female commentator with him and said something about his son just broke his leg. And they were talking about it. And I said, well, if my son broke his leg, I'd be at the hospital with him. But he's doing TV. And he goes, well, thank you for the input.
Appreciate your parenting.
He's like, I was bagging groceries. I'll get there when I can. Where my shift ends.
Luckily, it's break time. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. More with Ryan when we return.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Alice Cooper talking with Randy Harris on Talking Sports.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
Do you know the difference between jacaranda and a palm? How about what is lethal bronzing and how to stop it? Can you trim a 30-foot rubber tree and know how to clean your equipment after? I answered no to these and many more about the trees in my yard and how to take care of them. Luckily, I know the great guys at Tree Impressions of Florida, and they do. After one call to Tree Impressions of Florida, and I'm ready for hurricane season, or at least my yard will be, don't wait until it's too late. Call Tree Impressions of Florida today at 727-263-9291. You need tree trimming and removal? Watch how they clean up after. Just as impressive as the tree work in itself. Call Tree Impressions of Florida at 727-263-9291 and have one less thing to worry about before the next storm.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tam Talk Radio Network.
This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
I met Mike Evans, who claimed that he has a new PFF, Tom Brady, that they haven't spent a lot of time working out on the field together, but they've made up for lost time and short time. They're on the same page.
Is interesting. Again, I haven't been over there yet. Don't know when I'll get over there.
Now, how important is that for a quarterback and a receiver to like each other personally off the field? Does it transition into chemistry on the field as far as route running and like timing?
I mean, it's a difficult question to answer because no, I don't think being friends with the quarterback enables you to run a better route, but I do think being friends, getting along, is beneficial.
For the clubhouse, for the morale.
Yeah, just the whole thing.
Having fun showing up to work every day.
Exactly.
Right.
You know, I mean, there's certain people that we all don't like to look at.
Sure.
Right? I mean, somebody you don't like, somebody that you just can't stomach, you know, every Wednesday. I don't know why that came to mind.
Sure.
So if I had to go into a huddle, I don't know how many times, 62 times a game, and look at somebody that I dislike, I mean, there's a couple people, not many, but a couple people that my stomach just turns and growls inside.
Right.
When I'm around certain people.
I thought it was because you're hungry.
Well, that
and
too.
And the Golden Corral was shut down.
Well, I try to eat a Snickers before I get into every huddle. You know, so I think that is beneficial.
Right.
But, you know, many players have told me that they dislike, that they don't get along, that they don't whatever. But it's business. You don't have to like. I used to do a radio show with a guy I couldn't stand.
Really?
I mean, he stole from me.
Oh, wow.
You know, and I couldn't stand him. And he didn't like me, and I didn't like him. And it was the weirdest thing because I didn't talk to him until the light went on that we were live on the air.
Well, that's because you're a professional.
Well, it's not being, I mean, at least.
That's why your name is being dropped in the Kingdom reality show.
You know, at least we don't like each other, but we say hi and stuff when I walk in the door.
You like me. You publicly gave me a compliment this week.
I did give you a compliment. Well, you deserve it, whether I like you or not.
Everybody screenshotted it and sent it to me. Like, look, Randy gave you a compliment. Look at what he did. Like, so.
Such a rarity.
Yes.
Well, again, I don't have to, and I'm not saying I do or don't, but I don't have to like you to give you a compliment.
The last time I got a compliment from you, Ryan didn't have a beard, and he hadn't left for the Appalachian
Trail. Didn't have children yet either.
That's true.
No, you know, the things that you're doing in the community, and, you know, you're stepping up and being a good guy, and, you know, your business is suffering, yet you were still, I gave you a call about another firehouse.
Yeah,
and,
thanks for delivering that over there.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks for supplying it.
Well, those are the true heroes. I mean, you know, not all firemen can become world champions.
Well, what was funny was, so I deliver him to a firehouse in St. Pete on 49th Street and 9th Avenue.
Yeah.
All right. Some really good guys. And it's a communication problem and blah, 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 blah. So I walk in, I bring the pizzas in, and I see one of these very large firemen stick his hand in his pocket.
Okay.
Okay. And then he whips some money out. And he's like, I want to give you a tip. I go, absolutely not.
Right.
I mean, that defeats the whole purpose of what we were trying to do. We're trying to thank you. I said, and then I said, are you a UFC fan? And the guy goes, yeah. And I said, if Stipe knew that I took money from you, he would kick my rear. Not that I would have done it anyway, but the last thing I'm going to do. But they were very thankful.
Sure.
You know, good guys.
And last time I actually delivered pizzas was to BKFC fighter Jared Warren. And
he's wrong. He's wrong.
Oh, we delivered to Adam Hayward.
Right.
Adam Hayward, the former Buccaneer, yep. Former Redskin.
Lucky you're around, Randy. Yeah. I feel like he'd be lost without
you.
Oh,
that's a collectible I want. I want an Adam Hayward Redskin jersey because they have to change the name because of political correctness. It's going to be more valuable in the future. And by the way, did you ever get your hat?
Funny story. And yes, I'll tell you this story in a second. I have a Todd Yoder Redskin jersey.
Oh.
Yeah, which is pretty cool. I'm so glad that's the one I got because he was like, which one do you want? Because he was with the Jags and he was with the Bucks, and he gave me the game used Redskins, so I do have that. So I will never order anything again off Facebook.
Never?
Never. Never. I ordered, you know, I had a lot of times Disney stuff pops up, so I ordered this clock for my wife. Piece of crap.
Okay.
Okay? So I ordered online through Facebook a Washington Redskin hat.
Okay.
Or some would call it a cap.
Cap.
And you wanted it because it said Redskins
on
the back.
Your hip is a lid.
A lid.
Now,
I just had a weird feeling, and it just, Sean that day also went and ordered one, only he ordered it from, I believe, it was Lids. I ran down to Tyrone Square, and I bought a keychain. Says Redskins. Just, I'll put it away.
Right.
You know, just something cool to look down the road. I didn't know where I ordered from, and I'm not going to say it publicly because I really don't want to be sued. But I ordered a pretty cool Washington Redskin cap, hat, lid, whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
A bag arrived 3 days ago.
Okay.
From China.
Oh, ooh.
Already a bad sign.
Oh, did you sanitize it?
What do you think my Washington Redskin hat, cap, lid looked like?
Oh, man.
Okay, since that's bad radio.
I have no idea.
Washington Redskin color is like a maroonish.
Yeah.
Like right?
Yeah.
All right, just start there. What color do you think the cap, hat, lid was?
Red.
Oh, pink.
It was black.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
And instead of a Washington Redskin logo, it looked more like the Tampa Yankee logo. I think it was supposed to be a Yankee logo, only it was like a Tampa Yankee. Wow. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right, well, keep your Todd Yoder.
So I threw it away.
Oh, okay.
It was that little kid's first day on the job.
Okay? I
cut him
so.
Some slack.
Well, he's only six.
Yeah, exactly.
He didn't know what he was doing. So, yeah, I tossed it away. What's funny is I didn't know that, and this is, I guess, part of the I don't even want to use the word that starts with South Carolina and ends with Amway. So put those two together. I guess they funnel it through PayPal so that you have no recourse when you get scammed.
Oh.
So I called my credit card company and I've already been reimbursed. I got a message from PayPal saying, well, there's really nothing we can do. And I'm thinking, you're a day late, a dollar short.
Already done.
Because I've already got my money back. But wow. Yeah, so I do have my Redskin jersey though.
Yeah. And that, that's,
and a funny
that,
looking Redskins hat. I mean, that,
except for it's 5 feet away.
Is that Ashley Yoder's dad?
Uncle.
Oh, is it really?
No.
Oh, because she lost
is it really?
Saturday night.
Yeah, there was, again, quite
that was a
few.
Great fight, though. Her fight was great. I watched that at Doc Ford's live before the night, before we left.
Is Doc Ford related to Doc Holliday?
No. But they're both
Doc
fictional
Brown.
Characters.
Doc
they're both,
Brown.
They're both fictional characters. Doc Ford's is a fake. The guy who started it is an author, and he created the fake name and storyline, and then made a restaurant. Now he has four locations.
Okay, great. The Doc Brown reference, going back to what we're going to take from Mike Wolf and Frank Fritz, I saw an episode where there was this house, and somehow these people got this house, and they had a DeLorean in it.
Ooh.
And he didn't buy the DeLorean last time he ran into it, so this was totally different, a different guy, and it needed a lot of work, and blah, 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 and they're hemming and hawing. He goes, but I got something else to show you. And they go into another portion of this barn,
right,
and they pull this door, and they have a second DeLorean.
Wow.
Only the second DeLorean was totally refurbished.
Like Matt.
They took it for a ride. Mm. So Mike and I forget her name, they went for a ride the whole nine yards.
Is it Daniel?
I think it might be. And I guess DeLorean lived like 12 miles from where this property was. So, there was a connection. He did buy the other DeLorean.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a cool story.
Which kind of made me, I was talking to my family about it. Like, what's the first, if you could, I normally do the memorabilia one. When we come back, and hopefully you can hang out a little bit more, Ryan, because the more you talk, the less Matt has to.
Sure.
When we come back, if you could own one vehicle,
ooh,
any vehicle of anything, whether it's a real car, whether it's from a movie, a TV show, whatever, I'd be curious. Two or three came into my mind right away.
Okay.
So we'll discuss it when we return. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Stop Song.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
How you doing? This is Hall of Fame quarterback Warren Moon, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Do you know the difference between jacaranda and a palm? How about what is lethal bronzing and how to stop it? Can you trim a 30-foot rubber tree and know how to clean your equipment after? I answered no to these and many more about the trees in my yard and how to take care of them. Luckily, I know the great guys at Tree Impressions of Florida, and they do. After one call to Tree Impressions of Florida, and I'm ready for hurricane season, or at least my yard will be, don't wait until it's too late. Call Tree Impressions of Florida today at 727-263-9291. You need tree trimming and removal? Watch how they clean up after. Just as impressive as the tree work in itself. Call Tree Impressions of Florida at 727-263-9291 and have one less thing to worry about before the next storm.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
You're hungry, where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink, where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team, where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Reggie Bush, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Mike Cerrone?
Yeah. And, another USC scandal, you know.
Another one.
Well, Reggie Bush was tied up in that whole Heisman.
Oh, that's the old one. Yeah, I thought something new was happening.
Oh, Lori McLaughlin, the you know TV actress from Full House, she's in the news for her buying her you know transcripts and for the college admission for her daughter, and so
fine.
It's back in the news. Like they're trying to put her in jail. They're trying trying to get her like a year in jail or whatever.
Maybe she should have just sent her kids to another country.
Yeah,
where you get free education.
It's true.
Isn't that how that works? All right. So we talked about briefly. Well, first and foremost, we haven't talked MMA in about 2 days. So,
okay.
So
yeah,
let's keep it going.
Yeah, we do have a combat
show. All right. So you have access. And also, before I mention about what car, you know, what vehicle, I don't know how much you watch American Pickers, but they found the original Aerosmith touring bus.
Oh.
It looked like a milk, you know, an old milk truck. But it was the Aerosmith really bad logo, and it was really pretty cool that they found that.
Wow.
So you have access. You can get any vehicle.
Mm.
What are you thinking? Would you Google best vehicles?
Ryan, go ahead.
You are such a cheat. Oh, my God.
I'll tell you what vehicle I don't want. The Challenger Space Shuttle.
The 89 Pinto?
Because it blew up. I mean,
now, are we talking any vehicle or just car?
Yeah, space
whatever
travel.
You want. Yeah, whatever, I mean,
we got
want.
Some planes out there that might be cool.
Because if it's car,
no, not, you can't.
It's got to go car. I mean, he's probably going to go Knight Rider because it talks.
Ooh,
Kit.
It's really not.
It is a good one. I'd go with the first Enzo, the first Ferrari's first car.
Ooh, isn't that
whatever?
What, isn't that what Mass didn't Mass die in an Enzo? Wasn't an Enzo Ferrari that he crashed?
I don't know the name of.
I think
the car,
he lost. But. I think he lost his life in that. The founder of Tap Out.
Oh, okay.
So what's your vehicle after you Googled?
No, I think I would take the General Lee. And I would keep the Ooh. Confederate flag, and I would. I mean, those two guys are the best NASCAR drivers of all time, the GOATs.
First of all, I would put the Bandit up against Bo and Duke, because the Bandit could do things that Bo and Duke couldn't.
They couldn't do the hood slide and jump through the window.
Well, and jump over to you know the jungles and all that kind of stuff. But I did think about the General Lee, but the first one I thought of was the Batmobile.
Ooh, which one though?
Oh.
As far as I know, there's only one. The original one.
Well, there's a different one
Michael,
in every
Michael
movie.
Michael Keaton's got the baddest one, I think. I mean, that was wicked.
The Dark Knight Batmobile? Tank?
Wasn't it Michael Keaton who said something like, always be yourself unless you can be Batman?
Yeah, always be Batman.
Always be Batman. Yeah, the Batmobile would definitely be one. And one that I thought of as I was talking to my family who came up with better ones, like Kit. I said the Beverly Hillbillies vehicle.
Ooh.
Which is
with or without the stuff.
Oh, you got to have all the stuff. No.
Yeah, because we sell it
and
on our reality
show. And whatever her name is, too. whatever the dog
we'll go,
was.
We'll go picking with that wagon.
Exactly.
I mean, you could have like Sanford and Son with the truck.
Beverly Hills Pickers.
Yep. There you go.
Beverly Hills Pickers. That's our name.
Or we could just call it. We'll go by the Parks.
Parks.
Yeah, the Parks. Everybody's from the park.
Yeah,
you know, sure. But they were the first two that came to my mind. What was the Batmobile and the Beverly Hillbillies, whatever.
Okay.
What did they drive in Green Acres? That had to have been something cool too.
They just climbed telephone poles to make phone calls.
Didn't the monsters have a cool like hearse type of thing with the flames busting out the back?
Yeah, the Ghostbuster vehicle,
Ooh.
Like the Ghostbuster,
the Partridge Family bus?
That was before my time. I don't know what they drove around in.
It was a school bus.
What about the...
Hold on a second. You don't know about the Partridge Family?
No.
That's your homework.
No. Was that the Ron Howard thing?
Ron Howard was in Happy Days.
Happy Days.
The Partridge Family was classic.
I don't know.
My look-alike, even though I don't think I look anything like him. Danny Bonaducci.
Oh, Danny Bonaducci.
It's my guy.
What'd the Fonz drive?
Motorcycle? A motorcycle.
Hey.
You know the whole story about him, right? He was just supposed to be an extra.
Oh, really?
He wasn't supposed to be one of the stars or anything. It was just kind of like, you know, he's just one of the characters. And he did the A, and all of a sudden, he blew up. And
what about the Steve McQueen Indian motorcycle? How was that like the coolest character of the other day?
No idea who that is.
Steve McQueen?
Yeah.
Isn't that to me.
I mean, I know the name, but I have no idea.
No, I thought that was like...
Didn't he drive the Bullet? Wasn't his car the Bullet? And I only know about that from Blue Bloods, because they had the original Bullet, and then they had an imposter that it was like they tried to sell, and he got caught, and he's like, no, the real one's over here. I just was pawning this one as the real, but I was keeping the real one. But yeah, I don't know who Steve McQueen is.
Huh. Yeah, I guess he was
sick. Or how about the Chariot from Ben-Hur then?
Oh, man. Right? You're going big time there.
How about that? Go up and down 4th Street in the Chariot.
You deliver pizzas and that thing.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Didn't the Hornet with Bruce Lee, didn't that have a cool car? Didn't they have all kinds of gizmos and gadgets in that?
Yeah, I don't know, but what did the Green Hornet drive?
That's what I mean.
Didn't he just run real fast?
Oh, the Green Hornet. Well, that's right. He was he?
Bruce Lee was the sidekick for a little while in the original show.
Okay.
Billy. Hey, Billy, answer the phone. Get the phone.
It's beautiful. It's
unbelievable to find good help these days. It's so hard to find people that aren't retarded.
Okay,
I can't call that.
I see that you jumped on.
What's the word?
You resemble retarded.
No, where the views and opinions of the Coco host do not reflect
the views of this show.
Of this station. Of Knockout Radio.
This paid advertisement.
Of any other human being, period, to be honest.
The comments made by the former Coco host has nothing to do with us. With that said, and before he's fired, we'll hit this break. Coming to you live from what was formerly known as Store to Pizza, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Larry Boaf, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Vinny LeCavalier, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back. I don't know this for a fact, as I've been on the air, for the past couple hours, but I believe the Lightning won in overtime.
Ah, so they clinched the series against the Redemption.
Yep.
How much sweeter is Redemption? Fighting, like, to lose and come back and win again.
No, I think it's massive.
I'd prefer not to lose in the first place, though.
No, me too. I mean, I'll agree with you, but if you're going to lose, I would rather come back and beat the team that beat me or beat the fighter that beat me than some other schmo.
Because I think one of your guys last night, he lost a tough election race, but he'll come back stronger next time.
Well, two guys. I had two friends in the election.
And I think he's going to win next time. I think it's going to be light the fire under him to come back.
I don't know. You know, to be honest, I think when you go through all of this, and I've been told by some people that anything political, and this was just on a local, he was running for a Hillsborough County judge, and then another friend of mine was running for one of the councilmen, Tony Morjon. It takes a lot out of you.
Yeah.
You know, and after you do something like that, or you're around people that are doing some politics stuff, you wonder why they do it, honestly, because no matter what you do, people are against you.
Of course.
You know, Danny Alvarez is one of the most genuine people I've ever known.
Sure.
And, you know, just to see him and then get defeated, and he was very graceful and, you know, congratulated the winner.
Oh, he wasn't like Cormier and the sort of loser and...
Well, no, because Daniel can see out of both eyes.
Okay, that makes a huge difference right at the press conference.
Yeah, if you can see who's asking you the questions, you tend not to be as upset. But, yeah, I mean, big ups to Danny. I think he's still involved with the sheriff's department. And you'll see him again. He may run again. Who knows?
Sure.
I was looking forward to calling him Your Honor.
Oh, yeah, I know. You can call me Your Honor.
Yeah, that'll happen. All right, so before you get into whatever you're going to do,
okay,
we are going to do the Bader walkout shirt. So tweet, text, Facebook, message, just make sure you get it to me somehow. How, who, and when.
Got it.
The fight on Friday.
Done.
I cannot guarantee which walkout shirt you will get.
Okay.
Because some of the sizes are sold out of the walkout shirt he's going to wear on Friday.
Okay.
But some of the old walkout shirts are available.
Nice.
So if your size is in, you can pick and choose. If your size isn't, you'll pick and choose from the sizes they have. Fair enough.
Mm-hmm. So we're here still with Ryan Beck from Ryan Beck Fitness.
Oh, I thought it was Bader. I'm sorry.
He just got off the Appalachian Trail. He has been doing the hike through for Parkinson's. But what you may or not know, Randy, is that he is also a Wing Chun martial art practitioner.
Probably, that was a great song, wasn't it?
Probably
Wing Chun tonight.
Yes, everybody Wing Chun tonight. Probably the most famous.
Or is that Chug Night?
Yeah, get the jokes in.
I don't know. But probably the most famous fighter or most successful to use that style of fighting would be Tony Ferguson. You know, so are you A?
Well, Bruce Lee, but
he's not very famous.
And John Jones, he does some hand trapping and some eye pokes, UGs.
So he does eye poke. Ryan Bader's been.
We practice the eye poke in the Kung Fu.
Do you train the fingers to get firm?
It's called the Bougie.
There you go.
And winner by Bougie.
That's it. Hey, if you can't see me, you can't hit me.
It's like makes it like fancier with Bougie. It's like a like Target.
Yeah, that's it.
Right?
That's
so like I got an interview with Target at 5 o'clock. All right. So, so are you a fan of combat sports? Are you a fan of martial arts?
Are you a fan of eye pokes?
I mean, yeah, if it'll win the fight, you know. I do enjoy UFC. I don't follow it per individual fighter.
Neither does Matt.
Yeah, I don't know. Tell me about it. What do they do in those UFC fights?
I enjoy the art of fighting. You know, I definitely enjoy the sportsmanship. So that's why when DC didn't shake hands, I think that I almost think there's an obligation to do that in this sport. I love the technicality of the women fighters. I think I probably like women watching the women fights better because they're not quite strong enough to lay those knockout punches, but they're just technically.
You don't think Amanda Nunez is strong enough to lay a knockout punch?
On me, for sure.
No, Amanda Nunez is the best 135-pounder on the planet.
Or Holly Holm.
Yeah, Holly Holm will kick you into retirement.
Oh, yeah. Retirement. I didn't even start yet.
You know, see, and to be honest, I'm contemplating, do I want to get involved in this? How much time do we have left?
Well, join the party, Randy.
We've got about 10 minutes. You know, I could go either way on the shaken after. I truly can.
Really?
I can go either way on shaken before. You know?
But the whole martial art started with the respect for the art, for the discipline.
I understand that.
That's why it started this UFC. That's why Art Davey created this round-robin tournament to find out which discipline actually was superior, regardless of weight classes and categories. You know, which discipline actually was superior in the street or in an octagon. So, I mean, how do you think the Wing Chun could fare in that? If it was just discipline versus discipline, how does that strike? Is it more like a?
Well, I mean, I think that's kind of a difficult thing. I mean, I practice like a self-defense, more of like a fight for survival type of thing. So in the ring, it's a little different. At that point, it becomes a game. You know, it becomes a match of wits and strength and previous training. So it's different. You know, people hear martial arts and fighting, they think it's all kind of the same thing, but. I train to defend my family, not to just get in a one-on-one street fight. So the moves are different. So I wouldn't fare as well in an octagon, but maybe put me in a bar type situation, and I feel like I would be able to handle and defend myself very efficiently.
Have you ever sparred and won with a Nolan Ryan nookie?
With a Nolan Ryan nookie?
We won by a technical nookie.
No, but there's been some times where I've wondered.
I can't. What if the in and...
What?
No, I can't say it. I'm not saying that. A noogie, like technical noogie.
I think that'd be funny, to be honest. I'm going to ask Bruce Buffer if he ever thought about it. And winner in the third round by noogie.
Say uncle. I'm telling say you. Uncle.
Uncle Creepy.
That's pretty funny.
That's the old tap out. We didn't tap out when we were kids. You just said uncle.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't know whose uncle I was yelling to.
I wonder if Charles thought about making a brand of T-shirts called Uncle instead of Tap Out. He could have gone with Uncle.
Sure.
Say Uncle.
We could change the sport right now. We can give us a new life.
Yeah, we're pioneers, Matt.
We are. Well, you look like a pioneer.
Listen, you earn a beard like this. You don't just grow it.
Yes. I'm sure the COVID's in that thing somewhere.
So it's two squirrels, a frog, two ham sandwiches.
So are you going to shave the beard? Like, has the wife allowed you to keep the beard?
Yeah, you hit the nail right on the head. The wife was like, let's not let our first fight this year be about that beard.
Okay.
So I've got 10 days, then I'm back home, and then I'm going to let the girls shave it. But yeah, it's got
to
go.
It does. It does have to go. Are you going to be sad to see it go? Are you emotionally attached to it?
I'm not. Honestly, it's a pain. It gets in my mouth. It's, you know, always catching food. But honestly, I'm just ready to move on, you know, get to the next adventure. And I think cutting the beard will be a good ending, you know, complete ending of that chapter.
So Randy's starting to grow his Santa Claus beard. He will be filling out at the mall this season.
There are no malls. No.
Well, he'll be sitting on the street corner and people will just be coming up and sitting on his lap telling him what they want for Christmas. So,
yeah, like Tim Allen in that movie.
If you want to win a Ryan Bader workout shirt, go sit on Randy's lap, tell him what your size is, and you might have a good chance of winning.
Pull up the card for Saturday, throw out a couple fights, and let's... And like we were supposed to do for the past 2 hours.
Sure. So we got a legend of the sport is your main event. The one and only Frankie Edgar, the answer.
The answer. What's versus, the question?
Frankie.
Frankie's the question?
Frankie.
From New Jersey?
Yeah, everything comes from New Jersey now.
I don't know about everything. But.
All the good stuff. Pedro Munhoz, that's your the main fight. So... Light heavyweight co-main event, Ovince St. Preux versus Alonzo Menifield.
Here's the thing. I wish that I had somebody on this radio program that paid attention, that listens, and that comprehends the words coming out of my mouth. So he just read a co-main event that I told him 2 hours ago has been canceled.
Well, it's not
you
canceled.
You let him get halfway through just,
it's not canceled.
Just to get
it's not canceled on the UFC fight night. UFC,
it's but on the it's internet, canceled. It must be true.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. I gotta read the card, man.
Okay,
the card says it's still there.
Do it, Bruce Buffer style.
And in this corner, and by winner of noogie,
double eye poke.
Yeah. What was it called? The Bougie?
The Bougie.
Oh, so that's how Vince St. Peru's got to win.
Instead of the Noogie, we were in somewhere in the Northeast. I really don't remember if it was New Jersey or Connecticut. And my former co-host went to a referee, and he said, you know, nobody knows who you are. You have to do something to get noticed. Now, this was so early in UFC time period. Dana was sitting with some potential sponsors. Okay, I'm just laying out the groundwork.
Sure.
So, said referee, former co-host, you know, he threw a suggestion out, and I never thought anything about it. And then in one of the fights, the referee goes, "Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's do this." That's a four-letter word. There's a letter in front of hit. Okay, so he says, "Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's do this."
Right.
I believe it was the last time he ever ref for the UFC.
Oh, really?
I'm almost positive. Yeah.
But your co-host was right. I mean, you got to stand out. Like Mike Beltran with his, you know, long handlebar, you know, mustache.
If you fall, if you're a fighter and you fall and you pulled those things to, like, help you up, is that like hitting a referee?
No, that's a life-saving tool.
Right?
It's like a life raft. Like, it's like a, what do they call it, dinghies or whatever they call?
Yeah.
Can you grab your dinghy and, like, pull myself up?
Oh my God. As long as you call it a dinghy, I think it's fair.
Gotta call it a dinghy.
You gotta call it a dinghy.
And winner by dinghy. Oh.
Who else is on the main card that the fight hasn't been canceled yet?
I was hoping you didn't ask me that question. It's just a bunch of names I don't know how to pronounce.
That's why I wanted you to.
I know. But actually, you know what? The third fight of the night, the light heavyweight fight, the Small World Connection, Mike Rodriguez, a lady comes in and gets pizza from me all the time. She's a sweetheart. She's always from New York. Strong accent. Works in the hospital. You know, working during the COVID. Just a true first responder. First, you know, all that. And she tells me, like, her son fights, right? And so everybody comes in the restaurant. They see the Knockout Radio corner. They see all the signed autograph memorabilia from the fighters. They see that Eight Man Strong. So everybody tells me their fighting connection, right? Like, my kid does taekwondo. And I saw Mike Tyson once eat an ear. And, like, you know, they tell me all their stories. And so this lady tells me that her son's a fighter and he's from New York. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Nice. Like, you know, and then.
What local organization does he fight for?
Yeah, PAL.
I was like, great. I was like, what did he fight? I got the Wawa. So, and then it turns out that it's Mike Rodriguez's mom. So she puts me in contact with him. I've been talking to him, and he's fighting this Saturday against Marcin Prashino, if I pronounce that right.
If. We know you didn't. Why would you say if I said it right?
Prashino.
So is
try
he,
it one more time.
Where does this Mike Rodriguez live? Does he live by Rico Rodriguez in New Jersey?
I don't know if it's in New Jersey. It's in New York. He lives in New York.
Well, Rico lives in New Jersey.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Rico.
There's some stuff floating around on Facebook. I didn't know this, that Rico showed up at somebody's house back in the day and with like a pizza, and he just hung out at this lady's house. Now, he obviously knew who the lady was.
Okay.
And then next time, he just randomly showed up again with more food to watch a fight or whatever, and I believe had Mark Coleman and Kevin Randleman with them.
Really?
And they watched the fights. And according to what I was reading on Facebook, in this photo is a photo of Vin Diesel, Rico Rodriguez, who we do know are best friends, Mark Coleman, Kevin Randleman, and this female. And I guess Kevin Randleman goes to Rico and says, she's going to be my wife. Huh. Like the day they met. And that became Kevin Randleman's wife.
Wow.
How about that?
That's an epic photo. I mean,
it really is epic.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, how many times have we heard that pizza makes people, you know, champions? And pizza's the
connection. I've never heard that.
Well, so there's stories of, like, delivery drivers. They pull up and see guys doing jiu-jitsu in the garage and then came back and started training and made it to the UFC.
Then one person.
And now Mike Rodriguez's mother eats here and, you know, eats 200 pizza. And now he's fighting on Saturday. So you got to give him the advantage. I'm going Mike Rodriguez, winner by Noogie.
I got to buy Bougie all day.
Yeah, Bougie. How are you going to get it? What do you call him?
What?
How's Mike going to win?
By foot stomp.
Oh, foot stomp.
Interesting.
And Matt Serra, while he's in Long Island, will be screaming, "Don't forget the foot stomp."
That's all Matt Serra knows.
That's all he used to do. Don't forget the foot stomp. Don't forget the foot stomp.
Is he from Jersey?
No, he's from Long Island.
Same thing, right?
The next time close. Somebody from New York or Long Island comes in here, tell them they're from New Jersey.
Okay.
Well. And hope that your left eye you can't see out of, so you won't see what's about to come. Perfect. All right, this was a total train wreck.
This was fun. I had a great time today. I had a good time. I hope our fans had a great time. You know, sometimes we got to just
hit me up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At Naked Pizza Man 1.
Have a Twitter.
Ryan Beck.
See everybody next week.
I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Taylor, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.